Hey everybody, I'm Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day and this is our Morning Connection. Hey, yesterday I was talking about all the fitness experts out there on YouTube, Facebook, enthusiastically presenting their perspective, their opinions on bodybuilding and training. Now, I know there's a lot of information out there, and when you have these experts who are professing that their way is the right way, they're really talking about fitness, bodybuilding, training from their perspective, how it can get confusing for you. And what I mentioned yesterday is how much respect that I have for anybody who gets up in front of a group and courageously states their opinion on how the way things work. And in this case, bodybuilding and training. That could be for anybody. And I respect the fact that they have that type of courage, that they're willing to put themselves out there. And even though I may not agree with maybe the information they're giving you, or even their perspective on the world, right, to help you understand their perspective and, most importantly, how you can process all this information a lot more effectively so you know what to weed out and you know what to keep to help you get the most of that information, or to set it aside so it doesn't confuse you, it doesn't harm your progress or negatively affect your mindset, all right? And I was talking about, hey, you know, you have to speak from your perspective, the way that you see things. If any of these fitness experts were to talk about, well, this is what I believe, but I know other people believe this, and I know that there's another group who believe this, all right? That's not going to work because it's going to really water down their perspective and they'll become ineffective. A person can only speak from their perspective. And I'm the same way. And that's during these morning podcasts. And any podcast or any of my writing or the YouTube videos, right? I'm going to go on a real big kick on a lot more YouTube videos. I'm speaking from my perspective. Let me just tell you this, is that this is what I believe. But more importantly than that, I'm doing this, sharing my experiences and my perspective of the things that I've seen, the patterns that I believe have developed with us like-minded people with bodybuilding and training as a way to help you. My only goal is to help you get some of through the challenges that I've gone through and I've worked on and continue to work on, so that you have this friend, someone who's watching out for you, someone who's been through what you're going through, right? Someone you can relate to, if you can relate to my perspective, to help your journey. It's really not to profess, my importance, all right? But you just need to understand, I'm just like any other fitness expert out there. I'm talking from my perspective, okay? I think there is one thing that you should know, that this is only to help you. I was watching YouTube videos just yesterday, and there was a couple guys talking about, oh, the dark side of bodybuilding. They were really discouraging young guys to just get out of the bodybuilding scene, and how corrupt and dark and shady and grimy. And they were really saying it really passionately, and they were using all these examples of how that is. And again, hey, if that's somebody's perspective, if that's what that's what they truly believe that it is, and that's what they've experienced with their friends or whatever. Hey, you know, how can I argue with someone's perspective? But what I was really thinking is everything they were talking about, all right, I could not relate to. That was not my perspective. Being in this business for over 25 years or about 25 years, you know, I just didn't see that world. Now, you know, if they're reading it on the internet, all right, or this hearsay stuff, I mean, I've read the same things. I know what they're talking about. I've read it on the internet. But I can tell you, being in this, and I've connected with, you know, magazine editors, people in charge there, supplement company owners, and you know, professional bodybuilders throughout all these years. Now, I can say this. I didn't hang around professional bodybuilders. There's not, you know, I don't know what it may appear on that side, but isn't that, there isn't like this, at least, again, from my perspective, you know, you're probably the hardest training guy in your gym, right? There's not a lot of people like you. Well, just think how it is, like, for competitors. How many competitors are there in a gym? One, maybe? Two? I don't know. Then how many would even get to that level? There's probably like one or so in a city. Unless you go out, I guess, to the mecca of bodybuilding, go to the gym where all the professional bodybuilders go. You know, that wasn't, you know, that's not what I did. I had very little contact with professional bodybuilders. I certainly didn't know much about their personal lives at all. All right. So, you know, I can't say what goes on or what doesn't go on, right? But I can tell you, going through this, doing this for over about 25 years, is that, you know, those, the stories in the darkness, you know, isn't what I saw. What they talked about, I've heard things like how the magazine writers or the supplement companies, how they're so involved in all this griminess. Man, I could tell you that, you know, those are real businesses, right? With, you know, money. I just cannot see, again, why they would even want to get involved when they don't have to, into that part of it. They're busy making money, all right? Obviously, me being a drug-free bodybuilder, all of this, you know, drug talk and, you know, how, you know, people come up to you and make it available, and it's part of this and part of that, whatever they were saying. Obviously, that wasn't part of my world. But he talked about, like, you know, the gay-for-pay prostitution and all that in bodybuilding. And again, I've read the things on the internet too, all right? But I can tell you, in all my years, all right, I have never had anybody want to solicit me for gay sex. Never. Not once. Right? And, you know, I don't know, maybe my gay brothers can explain this to me. What? I'm not a good gay prospect? What is it? Should I be offended by that? No, you know, I'm kidding. But that just wasn't my experience. It isn't like it's all rampant, all right? Another thing, you know, the closest story that I have to anything like kind of shady like that, and I don't know, shady's a very dramatic word, but I had this one German fan, or I don't know, bodybuilder fan or whatever. And, you know, he contacted me like several times. This is many years ago. And he said he was coming to New York and he wanted to know if I wanted to be his bodyguard. And I said, you know, I'm not a bodyguard and I live on the other side of the United States. I mean, can't you find a bodybuilder like somewhere over there? There's lots of them. And, you know, his English wasn't his first language, so he had a little bit of trouble communicating, but he was really persistent. And finally, because he knew I wasn't getting it, he said, look, let me tell you, I'm a lot older than my wife, and she picked you out. And I was wondering, she wanted to, you know, whatever, meet you or whatever when we came to the United States. And that's probably, you know, the darkest story. And I know some of you guys are going, what? What's so dark about that, right? Oh, and by the way, no, I didn't even think about taking him up on his offer. But, you know, that's probably the closest thing that I've experienced with the dark world, you know, of bodybuilding. You know, I guess get a few emails here and there, and I don't pay attention to an email from any guys or any girls, you know. Look, I've seen the TV show Catfish. No, but like I said, but again, they're speaking their perspective, and you just need to understand that all these bodybuilders, fitness experts are just speaking from their perspective. That may or may not apply to you. Everything that I say in our morning connection, your new ritual, listening to me on our morning connection, it may or may not apply to you, but I have to speak from my heart, from what I've seen. I want to help you get through this journey of bodybuilding, training, and life, and I want you to learn from the mistakes that I've made. All right, so you need to remember that. You know, one thing that I just continually notice in myself, and it's something that I would not have recognized, you know, years ago, and that's that the bodybuilding training lifestyle, how, you know, it's just you versus you. You depend on you, and that you ingrain that mindset. And you know what? As I'm 10 years out of competing and making my man formation, we have really worked on myself, my own personal growth, is that I understand so much more now how life is, the quality of your life is going to be on other people, how you develop those relationships, how you get other people to enthusiastically want to help you, and then you create win-win situations on wanting to help them create value in their life. And it's not just sitting back and doing your thing and hoping somebody comes and helps you. It's having the mindset of that's just how it works, all right? And that's the only way, that's the only way that you're going to develop a quality of life. And again, if you were to tell me this years ago, I would have intellectually known what you're talking about. I would have even said, yeah, of course, Skip. Of course, that's, I would have said, of course, you know, that's the way that it works, right? I intellectually would have known. But the bodybuilding training lifestyle, that focused dedication, it really had me know it, but certainly not practice it, and certainly not apply it to my life. Now, I know that there's a lot of bodybuilders. I've communicated with you guys from all over the world, and they love the bodybuilding training lifestyle because they only have to depend on themselves, and they don't have to depend on other people. And that's the reason why I'm bringing this up, is because I wouldn't say I had that extreme of a view, but I'll tell you something. That attitude right there, you adopting it, that's power, right? Instead of something that maybe you need to reconsider, that's going to really create challenges for you in other areas of your life, right? It's that mindset of that's how it works, because that's not how it works. If you really want a higher quality of life, right, you need other people. You need to look for other people. You look for a situation in life. You don't look, oh, well, I need somebody. Okay, I've done so much myself, and now I need somebody. I mean, you got to start off in the process of this is a team thing. Okay, who can I outsource this to? Who can I do this for? And I know some of you aren't your own business people. You don't have your own businesses. You know, you work for a job, but even that thinking is the same, right? That you need other people to get your promotion at your job and how that all works out. And this is something I can talk a lot more about, but it just, for me, it's just that, again, as I'm 10 years out of competing, that focus, dedication, it's me versus me. I got to depend on me. My time was accountable for me. I didn't realize how that got ingrained in my thinking. Even if I would have told you just the opposite, I just wouldn't have realized it. You know, I just went to this business convention, fitness professional businesses, you know, information products, you know, all the fitness experts and gurus went to this seminar with about 10 guys in Toronto, Canada. And I'll just tell you something. Nobody at this event was this hardcore, structured bodybuilder type. I was the only one there. Now, were they fit? Do they love the bodybuilding or the fitness lifestyle? Let's just put it that way. And helping other people? Oh, hell yeah. Were they good at what they were doing? Yeah. I mean, this was a pricey seminar. Probably cost me like $7,000 just for being in it for 3 days. Okay, so these guys are dedicated people, really wanting to develop their skills to the next level, right? And I just really realized this point that I'm bringing up today, it was really driven home in my mind, the difference between the hardcore bodybuilding mentality, doing yourself, versus someone who is just, you know, loves fitness, loves helping other people. I mean, it's a different way of thinking. They are not like the, you know, more harder core bodybuilding type. And because of that, I mean, their whole approach was different. There's a couple guys out there, you know, with their fitness business. I mean, like right from the beginning, they said, hey, this is going to be a real business. All right. With they hire employees and outsource everything, like right from the beginning, because they have this dream of really building a business. And I was going, wow, that's awesome. And that's so different than how I built my business, because it was just me, Skip LaCour, training, teaching, doing this, doing that, doing everything. And they didn't even have that vision, you know, pretty much for the start, is going to be a real legitimate business. And I said, wow, I wonder, you know, if bodybuilders, the people who are more hardcore, the people who are in my circles, I wonder if they would have the insight or the vision to even think about it that way. And I realized that, wow, you know, I have to, if I'm really going to have the quality of life, the quality of business that I want, I have to think more like that, regardless of what I've accomplished already. And that is something, wow, I'm thinking, wow, that bodybuilding training lifestyle, me versus me, me only depend on me, you know, 90%, that something that I felt was so empowering, right, that I wasn't realizing the big picture of how all of this works. It was just really, you know, amazing. And I wonder if you can relate to what I'm talking about. Now, again, if somebody would have come up to me like 15 years ago and said, you know, you're not thinking of this life, this business, how much you need to get other people incorporated into the process right from the beginning, you have a deficiency, Skip, there. You're just depending too much on you. You're never going to get to the mountaintop. You're never going to achieve all these ambitious goals with that type of mentality. If they would have told me that, I would have rejected that. I would have pushed that away. I said, you don't know what you're talking about. Oh, I know. You got to understand. You got to understand people, got to help people, got to create win-wins. I could have rattled off, you know, all the sayings, you know, but I really didn't get it. And looking back, I understand that is this real bodybuilder, you know, mentality. And I see it like, you know, on a lot of the YouTube fitness channels. The guys are really passionate. You can tell they're kind of really want this as a career. They're spending a lot of time producing videos. And they may not see it, but I see this too. It's the same thing. It's their own little business, their own little corporation. And, you know, if I was their big brother, or from my perspective as their fitness business coach, you know, I would tell them, like right now, you know, you can have your YouTube fitness channel, and you can, you know, give them 5% off, go and buy supplements somewhere else, or sell t-shirts, or whatever it is. And that may seem like that's working, but really, you know, they need to develop their personality, their perspective, their teaching skills. They really need to align themselves with a bigger entity if it's really going to become something. And I can tell that that's not part of the mentality. They don't, and it's not that they're rejecting that. They just don't see that's the only way that this is going to work. And maybe because they don't even see it, they're not even hoping for it or wishing for it. You know, and I would definitely say that's a lot of the thinking that I have had in the past and I continue to work through. Is that your experience? Can you relate to what I'm saying? You know, do you intellectually know how much you got to get people involved to have the quality of life that you want? But maybe you haven't developed the skills yet or the patience yet. You know, as I do this, as I outsource things, as I build my businesses, you know, managing people, communicating, it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work I did not have to do when I was a bodybuilder and ran, you know, Skip LaCour Inc., so to speak, and with my articles. Sure, you have to, you know, connect with the magazines to get the article and do this and do that, but it was really 90% just you. And so I didn't have to develop all these skills and look for opportunities and win-win situations as much as what I need to do, like right from the beginning. Can you relate to what I'm saying? All right. So, you know, I'm getting this podcast is about 20 minutes long right now. I want to keep these short and sweet. I want to make this a part of your morning ritual. So I want to keep these to about 5 minutes or so. So give me some feedback. Put your comments below if you can relate this. If you want me to talk about this a little bit more, I think this is a major thing that if you're going through life with, and you can relate to my perspective and my journey, my challenges, you know, let me know. Let me know if you want to talk any more about this. Post your comments on the message board. Post your comments on Facebook, Twitter. Share it with a friend. Get everybody. If you found value in this, hey, spread the word. That's how this is works, and I appreciate those of you who do comment, do share, do like, and do tell your friends. All right? So have a great day, train hard, and think big.